Welcome in. Today we're making a classic jungle, old school drum and bass style breakdown in Ableton Live 12, using stock devices only, and we're going to do it in a really repeatable way. The whole idea is this: instead of manually doing a million tiny edits every time, we'll build one sampler-based performance rack with a few macro knobs. Then we'll use those macros to make the drums drop out, glitch, pitch down like tape, wash into reverb, do little stutters, and then slam back into the drop with full weight. This is beginner-friendly, but it's also a real workflow you can keep using. First, set the scene. Set your tempo somewhere in the jungle zone. A good starting point is 168 BPM. Anywhere from 165 to 172 is totally fine. Now go into arrangement view, and get an 8-bar loop of your main drum groove. Ideally you've got a breakbeat, amen, think, funky drummer, anything in that family. Here's the key move. Find the best 2 bars of that loop, the bit that has the cleanest swing and the nicest snare, and consolidate it. Highlight exactly 2 bars, then press CMD-J on Mac or Control-J on Windows. That consolidated 2-bar clip is your edit source. It's the thing we're about to turn into an instrument. Quick warping tip: if your break is still raw audio, make sure it's warped clean. For breakbeats, Beats Warp mode usually behaves nicely, and Preserve at 1/16 keeps it tight. Now, let's build the sampler instrument. Drag that consolidated 2-bar audio into a brand new MIDI track. Ableton will ask what you want to create. Choose sampler, not simpler. Open sampler and set yourself up for success. Increase the voices to something like 8-16. The reason is, during stutters and re-triggers, you don't want notes cutting each other off in an ugly way. More voices equals fewer "why did my break disappear" moments. Also, turn sampler's filter on. We'll use filtering later, and it's good to have it ready. Now we're going to turn this into a performance rack. Select sampler, then group it into an instrument rack. CMD-G or Control-G. Rename it something obvious like Jungle Breakdown Edit Rack. Naming matters because when you're arranging, you want to know exactly what you're automating. After sampler, add a chain of stock effects. Keep the order consistent so you learn what each stage is doing. Add auto filter, then redux, then saturator, then gate, then reverb, then delay. If you prefer echo, you can use it, but delay is simple and gets you to that classic dub throw quickly. This chain is very old-school friendly. Filter movement for tension, bit and drive for crunch, gate for chopping, then space and throws for vibe. Before we map anything, do one important coach move: set your neutral stirring state. This is the state where everything sounds normal, like your drop drums, filters open, no weird high pass happening. Gate should be effectively bypassed, meaning the threshold low enough that it's not chopping. Reverb and delay at 0 dry/wet. Redux and saturator at minimal grit. If you don't do this, you'll be fighting your own rack. If you do it, every macro move feels like a deliberate edit. Now let's map macros. This is your control panel. Open the macros on the rack, and we'll assign the main jungle breakdown moves. Macro 1 is HP sweep, the tension builder. Map auto filter's frequency to macro 1, and set auto filter to high pass, 12 or 24 dB. Add touch of resonance, around 0.7 up to maybe 1.2, but be careful. Jungle can get harsh fast if you whistle the filter too hard. Set the macro range so the minimum is around 80 Hz, and the maximum somewhere between 3.5K and 6K. This macro is how you remove the weight and make the listener lean forward. Macro 2 is LP muffle, that telephone underwater moment. The easiest way is to add a second auto filter set to low pass 24 dB and map its frequency to macro 2. Range idea: from about 800 Hz up to 18K Hz. So when the knob is down, everything is muffled. When it's up, it's open. Macro 3 is tape down, the pitch drop. We are faking tape stop energy by pitching the sample down in sampler. Map sampler is transposed to macro 3. Set the range from 0 semitones down to either negative 7 or negative 12. Negative 7 is a very musical dive. Negative 12 is that heavier full octave sag. When you automate it, don't make it a hard step. Make it a smooth ramp. The smoothness is what sells the tape vibe. Macro 4 is stutter gate. On the gate device, map the threshold to macro 4. Keep attack super fast, like 0.1 to 1 millisecond. Release somewhere between 30 and 120 milliseconds depending on how choppy you want it. Hold can be low. As you turn the macro up, the gate will start chopping harder. This is the crossfader slicing the break vibe, and it's powerful in short bursts. Macro 5 is reverse wash, and I'm going to be real with you. There isn't a perfect one-knob reverse and sampler for this exact use, so we do a practical jungle workflow that producers have done forever. Duplicate the track, seed MDD or Control D. On the duplicate, you're going to create reversed moments. The easiest beginner method is to print it to audio, freeze and flatten, then reverse the audio clip. Now you've got a reversed break source you can unmute only when you want those inhale moments. Back on the main rack, Macro 5 will control reverb wash. Map reverb dry slash wet to Macro 5. Set reverb size around 60 to 90, decay maybe 2.5 to 6 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, and use a high cut somewhere between 3K and 8K to keep it dark and old school. Set the macro range from 0% to around 45% wet. You want drama, not instant soup. Macro 6 is grit. Map redux downsample or bit reduction to macro 6. A nice range is downsample from 1 up to 6, or bit reduction from 12 down to 6. If you want one knob to feel more produced, also map saturator drive to the same macro, maybe 0 to plus 6 dB, and turn on soft clip and saturator. That's your safety net. Macro 7 is dub throw. On delay, choose a musical time. Try 1/8 or 3/16. Feedback may be 25 to 55%. Filter the delay so it's not throwing sub lows everywhere. Then map delay dry slash wet to macro 7, range from 0 to about 35%. This is perfect for the last snare before a drop. Super Pirate Radio. Cool. Now we've got the rack. Next we arrange it like a Riedel DNB breakdown. We'll use a 32 bar example because it teaches the shape, but you can scale it down later. Bars 1 to 16 is your drop. Full drums and bass, just to establish normal. This matters, because breakdowns only feel huge if the listener knows what full power sounds like. Bars 17 to 24 is breakdown part A. Think of this as identity first, not chaos. We want the listener to still recognize the break, just with weight removed. At bar 17, start a slow automation up on macro 1, the high pass sweep. You're thinning the drums gradually. Around bar 19, do a quick macro to low pass muffle moment. Just a short gesture, like half a bar or a bar. That quickness is part of the jungle language. It feels like hands on a mixer, not a long EDM filter build. At bar 21, create a drum dropout. You can mute the whole break for half a bar, or mute a kick layer if you have one. Here's a big teacher tip: silence is a device. Don't be afraid of a clean hole. By bar 23, set up the pre-transition. Do a dub throw. Macro 7 on the final snare of that phrase, so the delay tail carries you forward. Also, keep a safety transient while you're filtering. Even a quiet hat loop or shaker ticking in the background helps the listener keep feeling the grid, while the break loses weight. Old jungle breakdowns often keep some kind of tick alive. Now bars 25 to 28 is breakdown part B. This is where you get more abstract and show the edits. Use stutters in short bursts. A nice beginner pattern is 2-beat stutters. Automate macro 4 so it chops for 1 beat, then relax for 1 beat. Or do 1 bar on moments, but don't do 8 bars of constant stutter. It stops sounding like cut-up culture and starts sounding like a plug-in demo. Sprinkle in your reversed hits from that duplicated reverse track. Fake reversed cymbals and reversed snares leading into downbeats. Don't reverse everything. Just little inhale moments to pull the listener forward. And whenever you create gaps, push macro 5 reverb during the gap, then pull it back. That push-pull is what makes the wash feel intentional. Now bars 29 to 32 is the pre-drop tension and fill. This is where you earn the drop. At bar 29, crank the high-pass sweep close to max. Make it thin. The whole point is, we're taking away the body so we can give it back. At bar 31, in the last 1 to 2 beats, do the pitch drop. Automate macro 3 from 0 down to negative 7 or negative 12 quickly. It should feel like the record is sagging. Then, on the last beat before the drop, do a hard mute, either total silence, or one single snare hit with huge reverb, then cut it. That moment of emptiness is what makes the drop feel like it punches you in the chest. And this is critical: reset your macros before the drop hits. Filters back open, gate open, reverb and delay back down, pitch back to zero. If the drop hits while you're still high passed, it'll feel weak, like you missed the moment. Now let's talk about how to actually write the automation. Yes, you can draw it in. Press A to show automation lanes, and draw clean ramps and quick dips. Jungle edits often look like sharp, intentional gestures, not smooth curves for 8 bars. But an even better vibe is to perform it. Turn on automation arm at the top. Hit record, and actually twist the macros like you're DJing. Filter up, quick stutter burst, reverb push, delay throw, then snap back. After recording, if the automation is too wiggly, right-click and simplify the envelope. And another pro move, retime your gestures. Select the automation points for, say, the last two beats of bar 31, and nudge them slightly earlier or later. Tiny shifts can make it feel human, like real hands-on controls. A few common mistakes to avoid while you do this. Don't over-filter for too long. If you high-pass up to 6K and live there, the groove disappears. Use it as tension, then release it. Don't drown the break in reverb. Reverb mod happens fast. Keep it dark, keep it controlled, and consider filtering the reverb input if it's smearing your kick and snare. Don't stutter forever. Stutter is spice. One beat, two beats, one bar. Leave space. Watch clipping when you add grit. Crunch is good. Random digital overload isn't, unless you really mean it. Keep an eye on levels, and soft clip helps. Now a couple of upgrades you can try. Still stuck. Still beginner friendly. 1. Create a panic macro. Map one knob so it raises the high pass, raises reverb a bit, raises delay a touch, and drops output gain slightly. Keep the ranges conservative so it's always usable. That's a super practical performance control. 2. Fake beat repeat vibes without using beat repeat. Combine gate and delay. Set delay to 1/16 or 1/8, keep it partially wet, and then open and close the gate quickly. You'll get chopped repeats that feel spliced instead of perfectly clean.